I have had 20 professional fights, won them all, of course. And in 13 of those bouts, I predicted the exact round in which my opponent would hit the ground. Now, that's really something. Even I am impressed by that. Since I predict the exact round in which a fight will end, people are always asking me to predict other things in the future. And I tell them the future will be wonderful. In the future, science will get rid of the common cold. The government will get rid of unemployment. And I'm going to get rid of Sonny Liston. Folks, the future will be great, because that's where I will spend the rest of my life. Any place I am has got to be the greatest. And to give you a better idea of what the future will be like, here's a scene from my great play about the future entitled Stop the Fight. Liston wants to get off.
Daddy, why are all the flags flying today?
It's a national holiday, son. Today is Cassius Clay's birthday.
Cassius Clay? Is he the man who chopped down a cherry tree?
Oh, why, no, son. He's the man who chopped down Sonny Liston.
Ah! Mommy, how long ago he do that?
Over 150 years ago.
Ah! Gosh, he must have been a great man.
What do you mean, must have been? He still lives. Just think. He's 175 years old today, the oldest living ex-president.
And outside, there's going to be a parade in his honor.
A parade? What's in the parade?
Just Cassius, son. Why don't you go outside and see it?
Say, he didn't brush his teeth.
I know, but you can't expect him to brush after every meal.
Cassius Clay does.
Cassius is being interviewed on television. I think I'll turn on the wall.
Tell the audience, Mr. Clay, how does it feel to be 175 years old today?
This is my happiest birthday. The day of my greatest joy. For this morning, my wife presented me with a bouncing baby boy.
Marvelous. What are you going to call him?
I'm naming him after me, just like the other 93.
Sir, looking back, what is the greatest honor you've ever received?
I've been honored everywhere. I'm the world's greatest honor receiver. I'm the only man with honorary degrees from Southern Methodist, Notre Dame, and Yeshiva.
You must be very grateful.
Yes, I am the gratefulest. And because this nation has been so kind to the Lip from Louisville, I didn't forget my country when I made out my will. To this nation, I've made this bequest. So spread the word north and south. Some folks leave their brains to science, but when I go, I'm leaving my mouth. It's the greatest.